Chapter 201, Sunnah of the Maghrib Prayer. In the previous chapter, the practice of the Prophet, peace be upon him, has been reported by Umar and Aisha, radiallahu anhumah, that he, peace be upon him, used to perform 2 rakah sunnah after the obligatory Maghrib prayer. 1122. Abdullah bin Mughaffal, radiallahu anhu, reported, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, perform 2 rakah before Maghrib prayer. He, peace be upon him, repeated it twice. When repeating it for the third time, he added, he who may so wish, Al-Bukhari. Commentary. This salah means that the 2 rakah are performed after the adhan of Maghrib prayer, but before the fard salah. This is elucidated by other ahadith. Although this has the position of sunnah ghair muqadda, its importance is evident from the fact that the Prophet, peace be upon him, stressed it 3 times. Usually, an order, amr, signifies that the act is essential, but here, the decency embedded in the words, he who may so wish, has turned it to desirable. In any case, inducement and stress of the Prophet, peace be upon him, on this salat, has left no room to doubt that it is desirable. A hadith which follow lend further support to this contention. 1123. Anas, radiallahu anhu, reported, I saw the principal companions of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, rushing to the pillars of the mosque to perform 2 rakah prayers behind them before the Maghrib prayer. Al-Bukhari. Commentary. Rushing to the pillars here refers to the haste which the companions of the Prophet, peace be upon him, usually showed in occupying the place near the pillars to perform the 2 rakah before Maghrib prayer. Thus, this hadith confirms the practice of the companions of the Prophet, peace be upon him, in respect of the 2 rakah performed before Maghrib prayer. 1124. Anas radiallahu anhu reported, in the lifetime of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, we used to perform 2 rakah optional prayer after sunset before the Maghrib prayer. It was asked, did the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, perform them? He replied, he saw us performing it, but he neither ordered us to perform them, nor did he forbid us from doing so. Muslim. Commentary. This hadith mentions the practice of the companions of the Prophet, peace be upon him, in respect of the 2 rakah performed before Maghrib prayer. They sometimes performed these rakah in the presence of the Prophet, peace be upon him. Thus, according to the narration of Anas radiallahu anhu, their being in practice is proved. But this statement of Anas is according to his own knowledge. Otherwise, we have already seen a hadith in which the Prophet, peace be upon him, stressed the need to perform them by way of inducement. Thus, it is proved by his speech as well. 1125. Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu reported, when we were in Al-Madina, the moment of the muadhan finished the adhan of the Maghrib prayer, the people hastened to the pillars of the mosque and performed 2 rakah prayer behind them. A stranger coming into the mosque would think that the obligatory prayer had already been performed because of the number of people performing them. Muslim. Commentary. This hadith shows that it was usual with the companions of the Prophet, peace be upon him, to perform 2 rakah before Maghrib in the Prophet's mosque. But in spite of this fact, these are sunnah ghair muqadda, while the 2 performed after the salah are sunnah muqadda.